C4SKD, listening. Anybody on frequency? KD clear.
Last calling stations, KO4PXB.
PXB, KC4SKD. I hope I'm making to the repeater really well because it's real scratchy where I'm at.
Sound good. I'm on 85 at the exit number 60, just short of BMW. Sounding good from here.
Good. I went over to see my dad earlier today and heard a aircraft. It didn't sound normal. And I looked up and I don't know what kind of plane it was. It looked like a World War II fighter.
That's definitely interesting. I'll see if I see anything about it on the news this evening.
51 Mustang, but it was up pretty high, so couldn't really tell. But I was standing there listening, and I thought, that don't sound like the normal airplanes that fly around here.
Yeah, I have not heard of any kind of air show going on or anything flying in this area.
Something like that unusual catches your attention. You hear something that, you know, like an old 69 Dodge Charger. Don't sound like a normal vehicle today.
Yep, like I said, and if you didn't see any chase jets falling behind it, then just must have been somebody passing through.
Interesting. I was talking to one of my cousins the other night. He lives in Dayton, Ohio, and he said they had a World War One show over at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. He said that was interesting. They had some old vintage aircraft from that time period.
Yeah, I went to one probably a couple months ago there in the downtown airport in Spartanburg. That was definitely neat. They had a whole bunch of planes in there that was definitely vintage from, you know, that era and just older planes.
It's kind of neat, but hope your day's going all right. I'm helping Dad put in a water filter system in his house.
I think you had been working on it a couple days, haven't you? Because I heard somebody else mention one day last week that they were helping somebody to do the same thing.
We're finally getting to the point now of actually connecting pipes and doing something. We've been in the planning stage for a while, but we're actually working on it now. And I got to get to a point to where we can stop for the day. And one thing about plumbing, I don't like actually cutting into the line and early, you know, unless it's early in the morning.
That definitely makes sense, because that way if you have a disaster, you have time to fix it without, you know, too much headache.
I've already learned about that. When you got something like that, you actually do the serious point early in the day.
Have a plumber on standby, that way if something goes wrong, then you already have them on en route or close to you.
But I've done a little bit of plumbing and electrical and, you know, carpentry work around the house we were living in, and told my wife it should have been better off marrying somebody like Bob Vila.
Yep, I pretty much say I've never done any plumbing, because that way I just tend to call somebody, but I've done a lot of woodworking and helping people do electrical, but definitely those are two things that I'm not going to, you know, even venture to mess with, because the electricity can kill you quickly if you don't know what you're doing, and the plumbing, you can definitely create a disaster far greater than what you may have had to begin with.
I heard a story of a couple that live somewhere here in the upstate, and they went on this extended vacation. Well, while they were gone, they had a plumbing leak on the second floor of their house, and it leaked pretty much about the entire time they were on their trip. So it was major disaster when they got back.
I wonder if anything, if it was in the bathroom, I wonder if the tub fell through.
How about that? But they had water leak, serious water leak, and I've got our house, I got a valve fixed in our garage. So if you have a problem, you just go out there and you got one valve, you can turn and it shuts off the water to the whole house. And I did not want to have to go find the key and go out in the middle of the night when it's pouring down rain and lift up the little cover and cut the water off that way. I said, no, can't do that.
That definitely makes sense, because I heard you talk about one day last week that the current water situation there was pretty much like mud or really dark colored.
Before, and last time I took our filter out, or actually my mother-in-law's, it had something like milk, this milky substance all over the filter coating, coated it.
But the only time that ever would even think about something milky getting in there like that, that way if you got sediment or anything like that, or where it, then it would just start, I guess, I think so, just going bad where it just rots in the...
In the news, this has probably been about, 12, 13, 14 years ago, there were some houses in Simpsonville that had on well water, and they found it was radioactive.
That's definitely interesting. That was going to be my next question. More likely, the plumbing system you're putting in was people, they were already on with the well water, not tap.
Water. But... Yeah, that was in the news big time several years ago. I don't know whatever happened. It finally settled down. They quit reporting on it or what. But that'd be interesting, drinking radioactive water.
Definitely would be. I guess you'd find out more at night than you would during the daytime.
I'll let you go. I'm not far from being destinated, so I hope you have a good rest of your afternoon. The weather sure is nice, and I hope everything goes okay for you.
Sir, have a great day, and I'll definitely talk with you another time. KO4PXB.
4PXB. We'll talk with you later. KC4SKD.
KQ4CRG Mobile.